Starmer and Zelensky vow to maintain momentum on peace deal, date modified 2025-04-26T13:2339.333Z, description: The leaders discussed the positive progress made towards an end to the war in a meeting after the Pope's funeral. Starmer and Zelensky vow to maintain momentum on Ukraine peace deal, 3 days ago, save, Doug Faulkner and Jessica Ronsley, BBC News, save, Reuters. The British and Ukrainian leaders discussed positive progress made in recent days to secure a just and lasting peace in Ukraine. Sir Keir Starmer and Volodymyr Zelensky agreed to maintain momentum and continue working intensively on efforts to end the war in Ukraine when they met in Rome after the Pope's funeral. The leaders discussed the positive progress made in recent days towards securing a peace deal, Downing Street said. The Prime Minister was joined by the Prince of Wales for the Pope's funeral in St. Peter's Square on Saturday. Before the service, Sir Keir, US President Donald Trump, Ukraine's Zelensky and French President Emmanuel Macron were pictured speaking in a huddle inside St. Peter's Basilica. Sir Keir and Zelensky discussed positive progress made in recent days to secure a just and lasting peace in Ukraine, a Downing Street spokesperson said. They agreed to maintain momentum and continue working intensively with international partners to drive forward the next stages of planning. It is understood they had a 15-minute one-to-one meeting as they walked around the gardens of the ambassador's residence after the Pope's funeral. Their delegations then had a further meeting lasting around 20 minutes. Zelensky and Trump had a 15-minute one-to-one meeting ahead of the service, a day after U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff met Russian President Vladimir Putin, as talks between the three nations over ending the war in Ukraine continue. The U.S. and Ukrainian presidents were pictured locked in discussion while facing each other on a pair of red chairs against the ornate backdrop of the basilica. Zelensky said following the funeral that the meeting with Trump had been good and very symbolic with the potential to become historic. Follow updates on this story: a visual guide to the funeral, who is at the funeral and where are they sitting? Watch, applause heard as Zelensky arrives for the funeral. Andriy Yermak, the Prince of Wales, and Sir Keir paid their respects to the Pope as they joined world leaders for his funeral. They were among 55 heads of state, 14 heads of government and 12 reigning monarchs who joined mourners for the open-air service in front of the basilica. Prince William, who was representing his father King Charles III, stood side by side with the Prime Minister for a moment of silence in front of Pope Francis' coffin. The prince, wearing a dark blue suit and black tie, clasped his hands as he solemnly bowed his head ahead of the funeral mass, before walking through the ornate St. Peter's Basilica to meet a member of the clergy and be guided to his seat. It marks his most significant duty so far as heir to the throne and is the first time the prince has represented the king, who is head of the Church of England, at an international funeral. Prince William briefly spoke to Trump and First Lady Melania Trump on his way into the service, Kensington Palace said. He also spoke to Macron and his wife Bridget. During the service, the prince was seated in the third row next to German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, while Jordan's King Abdullah and Queen Rania were seated in the row in front of him. The decision for the heir to the throne to attend a papal funeral is in keeping with modern tradition, after King Charles, while the Prince of Wales, attended the funeral of Pope John Paul II in 2005 on behalf of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Sir Keir was joined by his wife, Victoria, and Foreign Secretary David Lammy. Pope Francis died aged 88 on Easter Monday after suffering ill health following a bout of double pneumonia earlier in the year. The Vatican estimates that 250,000 people attended the Pope's funeral in St. Peter's Square and the surrounding area. Reuters, the Prince of Wales, left, attended the funeral on behalf of his father, King Charles. Sir Keir Starmer, center, was joined by his wife Victoria and Foreign Secretary David Lammy. War in Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, Keir Starmer, Pope Francis.